Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Anthony.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Playboy? How can we help you?
So, I'm getting ghosted, like, badly. And I don't know what happened.
Okay.
There's degrees of ghosting?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's getting ghosted. I think once you get ghosted, you just got ghosted.
We already, like, celebrated our 6 weeks of hanging out. And, you know, I thought we were all on the same page. And now I'm just like, no text, no call, no nothing.
What, after 6 weeks, could you have possibly have done?
I mean, this is the only thing it could be, is that, like, I like my steaks, like, medium rare. Mm-hmm. She likes them more medium. And so on the last day, basically, like, we both got two steaks. They were both medium rare. And she basically sent the steak back. And then she got it back. She basically started, like, picking a fight with the guy about, like, you just brought the steak back to the kitchen. You didn't really do anything back there. And she definitely was giving me that, like, side eye of, like, get my back. And, like, I was sort of just not. And, like, but, like, still, like, you know, we're 6 weeks. This isn't the first date or something. Like, I thought she could just be like, yo, what the hell? If this is the thing, like, we can go back to the steakhouse. I will pick up the check and I will, you know, we can send the steak back as many times as she wants.
Very nice. He seems like he's very apologetic, Pebs.
I guess.
Totally. I don't care. It's fine.
All right. Well, hang on, Anthony. We're going to call her next, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke with Anthony. Now, they were at a steak place.
Yeah.
She sent her steak back to for them to cook it longer.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought it back, she
didn't think that they did anything.
Didn't think they did anything. It was kind of going back and forth with the waiter. Anthony sided with the waiter. So he said that Tina got a little, started giving him a little side eye and attitude after that. But again, if that happened on the first date, I can understand because you're like, oh, wow, you're never going to have my back.
Right.
But this was 6 weeks into it. And Anthony said, if that's it, he wants to apologize.
Okay.
He's like, I messed up. I should have had your back. So we're going to call Tina. Now, Anthony, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tina?
Yeah. Who's this?
Tina, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain to you very, very quickly why we're calling you. It's a good reason.
Wait, where are you calling from?
Just let me explain. We got your number from a guy who would like to take you out on a date, and the reason he gave us your number is because we're willing to pay for whatever date that you pick. You pick the day, the time, and we'll reserve and pay for everything if you say yes. And I'll even tell you who the guy is. You're not going to be caught by surprise.
Okay.
So do you want to hear who the guy is?
Yeah.
Okay, so before I tell you who he is, I would just like to say that he told me to apologize to you if in any way, shape, or form you thought that he was taking the waiter side that time that you sent your steak back at the restaurant. It's Anthony. And he said that he's sorry for what he did and that he would love to take you back to that same restaurant for a makeup date, if that's why you're mad at him.
God. No. No. That's not why I stopped talking to him.
Well, do tell.
Yeah, because he said you guys were dating for like 6 weeks and it was great.
Well, yes, that's true. I don't know. This is weird. Okay, he works from home, and I wanted to support right after that date, actually, because I kind of felt like, oh, maybe I was a little bitchy that day. So then I wanted to surprise him. He works from home. I wanted to bring him lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm knocking on the door. I know that he's there. His car is there. And he's not answering. So, you know, a little creepy on my part. But I peek through the window. And I saw something that I can't really unsee.
All right.
There's no future.
Please tell us what you saw. Please.
He was wearing like some weird football helmet thing.
Yeah.
And he was by himself and he was masturbating. I'm pretty sure like he was masturbating in a football helmet, dancing around and masturbating.
He was masturbating.
That was not what happened. I was VRing. Okay.
Tina, Anthony's on the phone. Hold on. Anthony is on the phone.
No, look,
Anthony,
I'm sorry.
You were.
I know I'm supposed to be quiet.
Wait.
No, I was not. Look, okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Can you explain what you were doing?
I could completely explain. I don't know if you do the VR, but the VR is pretty great. And, like, I like to swim around with the fishes. It's very calming. It's a nice thing in the middle of the day.
What the hell are you talking about?
Swimming? Really? You had a f***ing hard on, Anthony, and your dick was in your hand. That's swimming? That's how you swim?
Were you watching VR porn?
That's a thing?
Of course I was. What do you think this is? It's 2019, man.
So just say it, man.
Yes,
that makes much more sense than making up some I was swimming.
Right, right.
Tina, it's weird, but he was watching VR porn.
You got to own it.
And masturbating naked in the middle of his house.
You know, I feel a lot better, to be honest with you.
I bet you do.
So, Tina.
Yeah.
You know, Anthony's willing to forgive you for spying on him if you go on this date with him. That we'll pay for.
Damn right. Absolutely.
You know, it's one thing to, you know, see him naked when we're together, but, you know, it's a little weird when you see him sideways with his leg up on the couch tearing into himself. It's just, you can't unsee it.
Okay.
It's forever. It's there.
All right, so I guess that's a no. All right, well, you know what? We tried.
That's fine. Look. I'm just saying, I bet you don't look awesome either. That's all I'm gonna say.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
All right, if you're a single mom back on the dating scene and you love your son, that's great. That's fabulous. That's, well, it could be weird. It could be the reason why you're on the second date update on the 10s. Listen tomorrow to a brand new one right here at 8:10 with the Get Approved. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.